This is a Triple M Footy podcast. With all the latest news and stories that matter right now in footy, it's Tom Brown's news.
Good afternoon. An incredible weekend of football. The football this year just seems to be getting better and better, if it could. I mean, it's just been awesome already. And we got more questions answered over the weekend in terms of the build-up towards the finals. Lots of news to discuss today. Off the top, David Mundy has announced he's retiring at the end of the season. A Fremantle legend in every respect, if you think about it, 19 seasons, has been one of the most durable, reliable players we've seen in the modern era. If he played in Victoria, probably with more spotlight and emphasis, he would be very much regarded as one of the game's greats. Is already, but in some respects has flown below the radar. He's an absolute beauty, David Mundy. Congratulations on an incredible career. Off the top this morning, I want to discuss Dylan Grimes. Had scans this morning on his hamstring. The concern's obvious that the season could be over with Richmond having just three games left. The context is that Richmond is 2 points, only 2 points outside the eight, courtesy of a 42-point comeback against Brisbane yesterday at the MCG. Now they've got Port Adelaide in Adelaide, Hawthorn at the MCG, Essendon at the MCG. You'd think the Hawthorn and Essendon games are winnable for the Tigers, as probably is the Port Adelaide game, albeit in South Australia. So the Tigers firmly in finals contention. It was an incredible performance. I was in the rooms post-game yesterday from the Tigers. There are some concerns again about whether Dustin Martin will play again this year, certainly in the home and away part of the season. Damien Hardwick was asked about that post-game. Now, Martin trained yesterday, but he's going slower, by Hardwick's admission, than they'd like.
Is that looking less
surprisingly,
likely?
Surprisingly, I like good players, so I would like him back.
Of course.
But where it's at, we're not too sure. We'll wait and see. It's at the stage now where we can push the envelope, but if we do make it, if we hurt it again, it's season over. So we'll take it slowly, slowly. Obviously, with a re-injury, it's a little bit tough. We've got some work to do in that aspect, though.
The Saturday Rub, Friday Huddle, Sunday Rub, Midweek Rub, Tom Brown's News and all the footy podcasts you need are in one place. Subscribe to Triple M Footy on the Listener app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach Bailey was carted off to hospital yesterday, had a run-in with Marlon Pickett, which I don't think will cause any issues from an MRO perspective, but will obviously be analysed. So it wasn't completely obvious where the injury, at which point, precise point the injury occurred. But anyway, Bailey spent the night in hospital. There were some fears regarding internal bleeding and coughing up blood. I'm told this morning from his manager, Anthony McConville, that he's out this morning from hospital. I'm told it was a bruised lung and small tear, which presumably caused that bleeding. He'll return to Brisbane today. I saw the AFL website also mentioned some potential kidney damage. So anyway, in terms of what caused it, it sounds like it was either the lung and or the kidney. The upshot, though, is that Bailey thankfully has been discharged from hospital today and will return to Brisbane today. Whether or not he misses a game, we'll find out throughout the course of the week. But that was nasty, coughing up some blood, taken to the Epworth Hospital, spent the night there, but Bailey's been discharged this morning.
This is Tom Brown's News, bringing you the latest in footy every Monday, Thursday and Friday. Hear it first on Listener.
Pies fans are daring to dream. They're entitled to the latest win, 6 points. They sort of let Port back into the game, but did control most of the last quarter, Collingwood. They still can't quite put away a side, but look, it's a good problem to have 10 wins in a row. They've got massive, massive belief within the group. The concern now, obviously, is from an injury perspective following the weekend. Taylor Adams will miss, I'm told, 2 weeks with a groin injury. I spoke to Adams yesterday. Nine was there as well at scans, and just asked him whether he was confident it wasn't anything more severe. And he indicated he has had tendon issues before, but this felt different. This was Taylor Adams yesterday morning at scans.
I've done a similar injury on my other side where I ruptured the tendon and there was nothing like that. So hopefully a short-term one and a bit of time to refresh and then get ready for the back end of the year.
Star defender Jeremy Howe was also at scans. He's got a corked butt. He couldn't run quickly in the end against Port Adelaide, so effectively took himself off. He's optimistic for Friday night against Melbourne. And I asked what the attitude of the group was post-game amongst the Collingwood rooms or in the Collingwood rooms, given they now will play finals. What's your mindset now and sort of as a group maybe last night discuss the fact that the final starts now? Or do you stick to the process, stick to what you're doing? There's no point changing a winning formula. Might even wear the same undies and socks.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll keep going that way, although I do wear the same Speedos. But, look, it's... it's a good time of year. You know, we've qualified for finals. We certainly acknowledge that. But, yeah, look, we've got a really strong three games coming into finals, so we kind of get a really good taste test of where we're at. But at the same time, we've stick to our process. I know it's a bit of a throw-out line, but we've just, you know, recovered well from each game, reviewed well, and then just prep well. So hopefully we can keep the form going, like I said before, and what better way to start than Friday?
So the Pies now with a really a pre-finals dress rehearsal. They'll find out where they're at because they've got Melbourne this Friday night. That is a blockbuster in the true sense of the word, followed by Sydney in Sydney, then that clash against Carlton on the Sunday to conclude the season. It's hugely, hugely exciting for the Collingwood Army.
Bringing you the latest in footy news before you hear it anywhere else. This is Tom Brown's news.
The Blues beaten in a huge surprise by Adelaide, 29 points as well. It wasn't just a small win for the Crows on Saturday night. The issue now for the Blues, clearly finals. Now, just for some context, it's not panic stations. They're seventh, Carlton. They're four on 48 points, a game ahead of St Kilda and 6 points ahead of Richmond. But they have got a moderately tough draw. Brisbane at the Gabba, tough game. Melbourne at the MCG, tough game. Collingwood at the MCG, tough game. So there's no guarantee now that Carlton will make finals. You think they'd have to win at least one of those, possibly two, to make finals, with obviously Richmond and the Bulldogs genuinely pressing, and St Kilda pressing their cases. Now, Carlton's got some injuries too. Kennedy with concussion, Durden with his shoulder, Newman with a lacerated knee, which you might have seen from our vision from the airport yesterday, was in a brace as well. So they've got some injury concerns, the Blues. Adam Saad spoke really well yesterday at Adelaide Airport. It's his 150th game this week. He was the subject of some vile and terrible comments amongst the crowd, amongst some spectators on Saturday night. He addressed that issue yesterday, hoping that that spectator can receive some education in that regard. But there was a terrible racist comment made from the between, I think, the Carlton cheer squad and an Adelaide supporter, by the Adelaide supporter, I just must absolutely emphasise, on Saturday night. That supporter wasn't apparently ejected, according to the Carlton cheer squad. I understand the police took down some details, were called to a separate assault, came back, and the supporter in question, the Adelaide supporter, wasn't there, but that'll obviously be followed up by the Crows and certainly the AFL this week.
The Saturday Rub, Friday Huddle, Sunday Rub, Midweek Rub, Tom Brown's News, and all the footy podcasts you need are in one place. Subscribe to Triple M Footy on the Listener app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The most interesting post-game comments over the weekend for mine were Mark Spike McVay's, the interim GWS coach, who post their huge loss explained that in his view, some players, and I assume he's referring to the likes of Hopper and Taranto, Hopper, of course, linked to strong interest from Geelong, Taranto linked to strong interest from Richmond, in particular Collingwood, even there's talk in the background about Bobby Hill going to Collingwood as well at the end of the season. But he's concerned, and you'll hear here McVay, it's a very frank admission, that some of the players have now checked out. He might either be talking about from a trade perspective, checked out of the club, certainly checked out for the season.
It's just the unfortunate part of dealing with whether players have checked out or not. And that's as honest as you possibly can be. And you know, if I look at the list, I reckon there was probably eight players that really went to the wall today. You know, you talk about Kelly, Whitfield, Perriman, Taylor, Ward, Hogan, Green and Kennedy. But, you know, eight players doing that's not enough.
They're in a bit of a mess at the moment, the Giants. They obviously don't have a coach. They're looking for a coach. They're actively involved in the search, included for Alistair Clarkson. It'll be interesting to see if any more players want out at the end of the year, about any, if there'll be any additional, if there is any player unrest off the back of what now looks like a pretty top-heavy list. Most of their money clearly tied up with Cornelio, Green, Whitfield and Kelly. And it's interesting, the Giants genuinely at the crossroads, because we've been used to them winning now and making the finals for 7 or 8 years on end, and they've become terribly uncompetitive at the end of this season. And it seems like McVay there is referring to the fact that some players now have checked out, resigned to the fact that through salary cap and a combination of factors, free agency, they'll be elsewhere next year.
Bringing you the latest in footy news before you hear it anywhere else. This is Tom Brown's news.
And I'll just leave you with a couple today. The TV deal's heating up in the background. It's been reported this morning in the Fairfax Press that there's final presentations from the potential broadcasters in Sydney this week, the AFL executives up in Sydney. It doesn't sound like potentially the AFL will get the $600 million a year. It's after. I don't want to preempt the final figure. I hope they do in many respects. But it will obviously have a huge bearing on how much money the men will get as part of this new renegotiated collective bargaining agreement, and also the investment in things like Tasmania and the CBA. Just briefly on Tasmania, there's an important commission meeting this month, I can reveal, on the 17th of this month, on or about the 17th, where I think they expect most of the presentation from Tasmania, the 11 work streams on a potential team. So that's an important date this month, that commission meeting on the 17th of this month. And just for some context also on the TV, there's a big discussion now about whether Foxtel will pay for a lot extra for a Super Saturday, which will be all the games on Saturday, which might be on pay TV, and there's a debate about fan access to that. So they're the issues the AFL's working through in Sydney this week. Just on St Kilda, they're eighth. There's a lot of discussion about whether they'll make the finals. They've got a tough run. Geelong at GMHBA, the Lions at Marvel, the Swans at Marvel. So St Kilda could win one or two or even three of those games. You'd think Geelong would be difficult. Then they've got the Lions at Marvel and the Swans at Marvel. So St Kilda in premiership, sorry, in finals contention, but it is going to be tough. And just a final one, just following up from last week, Mason Cox did that tweet regarding Jack Ginnivan, who spoke very well on Fox post-game on the weekend about not his mental health issues, but the mental health challenges of all the attention that he's faced this year. Mason Cox commented that on the umpiring and Ginnivan last week, he did cop a please explain and work through that with the AFL last week, but there was no sanction in regards to Mason Cox for his tweets. The AFL just wanted to be careful. There was no inference. The umpires hadn't been professional with their decisions in that regard. That concludes a big news day. Lots to discuss, obviously highlighted by Dylan Grimes' injury, Zach Bailey out of hospital, and a couple of key injuries for the Pies. I'll be back on Thursday. Don't forget to miss our podcast on Thursday and Friday. No doubt it'll be a huge news week. Triple M rocks football.
That was Tom Brown's news. Come back every Monday, Thursday and Friday for more, and subscribe to Triple M Footy on Listener or wherever you listen to get all our podcasts throughout the season. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.